Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Welcome, welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the first Monday night prayer of May, where the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Open up your ears to hear, your heart to receive what thus say the Lord. God is for you, who could be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus. So invite a friend, text a friend, email a friend, invite them on. The Lord have a word for them as well. So get ready for your breakthrough and not a breakdown. And know that you're better and not bitter in Jesus' name.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be taken from Psalm 138, and I will be reading out of the NLT version. And I'm going to read that in its entirety. I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Through the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Though I am surrounded by trouble, you will protect me from anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. May God bless me to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God for the word. Oh, we thank you and praise you for your word, Lord God. You're not a man should lie, son of a man, need to repent. And we just come to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that brought us through this day. Hallelujah, that kept us from all harm and danger. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Father. We come to lift you up. And your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. Because, Father, we are nothing without you. We can do absolutely nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength for everyone on this line today and their households, Lord God. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding in the midst of storms. We thank you for your joy in the midst of bereavement. The joy of the Lord will be our strength in the midst of bereavement. And we say thank you. Lift up the prophet to you tonight, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around him, Father God. Keep him in your keeping care, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. The Matthew family, Father God, that's bereavement, Father God, we ask you to cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Cover Mom and Dad Matthews right now, Father. Pour back into them your strength right now, Father God, through this storm. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Because if it wasn't for Mom and Dad Matthews, you wouldn't have the problem. So we thank you for them right now. Keep them in your keeping care, the whole entire Matthew family, in the name of Jesus, in their time of bereavement, Father. We ask you to cover and keep them. We ask you to open up doors for them that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. Lift up Rita that's faithfully work behind the scenes, Father. We ask you to continuously cover and keep her entire family, Father God. Heal and deliver in her family, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. That no weapon formed against her and her family shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. And we say thank you for your promises. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our neighbor's children to you tonight, Father God. We ask you to be your fence around them. Keep them in your keeping care, Father. Place the right people in their path that will draw them to you by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Lift up the elder, Elder Hunt and her, his entire family, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around him and his family, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon Sanchez and his family, Father God. Cover them right now with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care, Father. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. And we say thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Father God. We lift up the United States of America to you, Father God. We ask you to go through the world right now, heal and deliver your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover the White House right now with the blood. We thank you for Biden and Harris, Lord God. Be a fence around them and their families, Father God. And we say thank you. Our new mayor, Ms. Johnson, Father God, that just been elected, Father God, we ask you to order his footsteps, lead and direct him, Lord God. Place the right people in his path as well, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father. We thank you for going to the hospitals on today, from room to room, floor to floor, right now, Lord God. Healing and delivering, set free and creating miracles today, Father. The nursing homes right now go from room to room, floor to floor as well, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You did it for the lady with bent over for 18 years. You the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you changed not. We thank you that you are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. You are the CEO of the universe. And we say, have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every means of transportation, Lord God. Even those that ride scooters and bikes, Father God, cover and keep them as well, Lord God. Be a shield and a buckler around them as well, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, Daddy. We just bless your name, Daddy, for our big brother Jesus that laid his life down for each and every one of us, that took 39 stripes on his vessel for us, a crown of thorns on his head for us, nail prints in his feet, in his hands for us. And we thank you for our big brother Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and thank God.
Holy Spirit, we thank you. We welcome your presence in this place tonight. We pray, Father, that you would show yourself strong and mightily, O God, and that you reveal your glory to your people tonight, Lord God, that has a desire to seek your face, O Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the intercessor that just prayed, O God, and we pray for Mother right now in Jesus' name that you will pour back into her in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will use her for your glory, O God, as she intercedes, Lord God, on the behalf of those, Lord God, that need, Lord God, a breakthrough in their life, O God. We thank you for the woman of God that is standing in the gap, Lord God, praying praying for children, praying for the prophet, Lord God, praying for, Lord God, the world, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will meet every one of her needs right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that as you move upon her, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are standing in the gap, Lord God, and has a need, Lord God, from you tonight, Lord God. We know that in the midnight hour, Father, you're able to turn every situation around, Lord God, for the good, Lord God, because we come to seek your face, God. You said, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, in Jeremiah, oh God, hallelujah to your name, Lord God, in Jeremiah 33:2, it says right here, Lord God, that call upon me and I will answer in and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So, Lord, we come to search you. We come to seek your face, Lord God. We come to, Lord God, be empowered by your spirit tonight, Lord God. For, Lord God, we need your presence, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, be our stronghold, oh God, as we grip, Lord God, the hold of the altar tonight, God. And we pray, Father, that you will be, Lord God, the God that you said you will, Lord God, for those that are weak, Lord God, you will make strong, Lord God, and you said that your grace is sufficient for us, oh God, so Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're covering us right now in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, and that you will forgive us of all sins, every sin, Lord God, that has easily superset us, oh God, all the sin, Lord God, that has blocked you from turning your face towards us, oh God, and hearing our cry tonight. Night, Lord God, we repent right now, God. We repent of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, oh God. We come to you, Lord God, naked and unashamed, Lord God. We ask, Father, that you will wipe our slate clean, Lord God, for we want to come before you, oh God, with pure hands and a purified heart, oh God. Search our hearts through and through. Search us inside and out. Search our minds, Lord God. If anything, Lord God, is not of you in our minds, oh God, you told us in your word to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But if we allowed other things to, Lord God, entertain our minds, oh God, we come to you tonight, Lord God, repenting of our thought patterns, Lord God, our thinking, Lord God, our wayward thinking, Lord God, and imbalancement in our minds in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, we come to you, Lord God, knowing that you're the only physician that can work this body out, oh God, even in the body of Christ, oh God. We apologize, Lord God, for allowing our Lord God, the things, Lord God, that we allow to be entertained in the house of God, even in the local body, all the assembly, Lord God. We come to you today, Lord God. Lord God, asking that you will flush it out right now in Jesus' name, that you will, Lord God, remove, Lord God, all bitterness, all anger, all, Lord God, contention, Lord God, all, Lord God, contests, oh God, and all the jealousy and all the things that keep the body, Lord God, but let us work together on one mind and one accord, Lord God, so that we can see the kingdom of God thrive and, Lord God, not die in this hour, in this season. Lord, we lay ourselves on the altar, operating table, Lord God. We lay ourselves on the altar tonight, Lord God. Clean our lips of clay, Lord God. Touch our tongue, Lord God, that is sharp, Lord God. We can speak love and speak hate out of it, oh God, at the same time. But, Lord, help us to remember, Lord God, that life and death is in the power of our tongue. So help us, Lord God, to speak well. And Lord, when we didn't, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, knowing and unknowing, oh God. Help us to forgive ourselves, our loved ones, Lord God, and those that use us and despitefully use us. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that talked about us, those that, Lord God, stabbed us in the back, oh God. Those, Lord God, that talk behind our back, Lord God, and even in our face, oh God. We forgive them right now in Jesus' name. So that the people of God can be free, and who the Son says free is free indeed. We thank you, oh God, that you're able, Lord God, to forgive us and to wipe us again, oh God. Wipe our slate clean, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. So thank you, oh God, as we walk, Lord God, out of the place, oh God, once we was dead. But now we come alive, oh God. We can run to your everlasting arms, oh God, like never before. And thanking you, oh God, for forgiving us, oh God, for some of us. All of us should have been cut off, oh God. But it's your grace and your mercy, oh Father, that forgave us and allowed us to see another day, oh God. Allow us to see another second. Allowed us to see another hour, oh God. Out of our shame, we
We lift your name on high, oh God, for we'll never know the cost, oh God, that you have to pay, oh God, for our wayward ways, oh God. But we thank you, oh Lord, that you make every crooked path straight, oh Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for working on our hearts, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for working on our bellies, oh God, for out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water, oh God. And and we allow you, oh Lord, to go in and purify us once again. We thank you, oh Lord, that the strongholds are being broken off of the people of God on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that tradition and religion, Lord God, has been broken off of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, if we lift your name on high, oh God, we will be careful to give you the glory and the praise, oh God. For you, Lord, oh God, there is none like you, oh Lord, none besides you, oh God. No one that can do the things that you do. No one that can hold us the way that you do. No one that can give us a fire the way that you do. Oh Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We bless your glorious name. We love on you tonight, oh God. We embrace your glory, oh God. We embrace your healing power, oh God. Saturate this line on tonight, Lord God. Saturate your people on tonight, Lord God. Move like a mighty rushing wind, Lord of us. Oh God, we love us. Prophetess, oh God, touch her right now in Jesus' name. You know her by name, God, and you know exactly where she is, oh God. So pour out your love, pour out your healing right now in Jesus' name. And those that need you right now, God, we, oh God, cry out to you, oh God. And we, Lord, know that you will come and see about your children on tonight, Lord. We worship you, oh God. Give us a desire to read more of your word, Lord, and to know you, oh God, even the more, oh God. Not put on the form of godliness, oh God, and denying the power thereof, oh God. But Lord, as we come to you, Lord God, seeking your face and not just your hand, Lord, we know that you can move, oh God. You're able, Lord God, to move every mountain, oh God, for you created the mountains, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you can move the waters, oh God, for you created the waters, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you can create us, Lord. You created us, oh God. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you, the maker and the lifter, oh God, of our head. We thank you, Lord God, that those, Lord God, that have circumstances that cannot go, that will not go away, oh God, that is trouble on one side and on the other, oh God. When they look up and they look down, they see trouble, oh God. But, Lord, tell them to look again. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. And, Lord, let them look to the hills. From what cometh their help, oh Father, our help cometh from you. And so we thank you that we can stretch forth our hands to you. We thank you that we can reach out to you. We thank you that we can reach out to you, Heavenly Father, and know that everything will be made all right, because you're a good Father that never leave their children without, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your magnificent and awesome and extreme, Lord God, loyalty that you have towards your children, Lord. So we bless your name tonight, Lord God, as you proceed, Lord God. Use tonight, Lord God, use the people that is on this line tonight, Lord God, as a vessel to be used for your glory, oh God. You are the one that orchestrates everything, and so we thank you for the winds, Lord God, that are blowing, Lord God, on this line tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that is destroying every yoke right now in Jesus' name, that those that contemplated not to get on, but they came in on anyways, oh God, out of obedience, oh God, they shall receive what you need, what they need on tonight. We give you glory and honor because we bow before the King of glory. Oh, majesty, have your way tonight, Lord. We worship and adore you, oh God. We thank you for the calling of our name. Yes, Lord, we shall respond. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, I just got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need
tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God bless you and top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all on this day, the first day of May in 2023, to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Dr. Lorraine Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Lorraine Matthews Ministry. And we welcome each and every one of you all for joining us and being connected with us on this day. And certainly, we bless the Lord for all of the partners and covenant partners and virtual members that are joining us tonight, as well as our local congregation of men and women of God. We bless the Lord for you all on today. Thank you for joining us. And if you're new and you join us for the first time, thank you for connecting with us. We appreciate you too. Those who are connected to Clubhouse, we appreciate you all for joining us as well, and Facebook and the Instagram people as well that are connecting with us. We bless the Lord. We don't miss it. Those who are joining us that are tweeting too, thank you for those who are connecting with us as well from the blog side. Thank you, Blog Talk followers. We appreciate you. For your supporting us over these last several years of your commitment and dedication. I want to take this time to thank the great intercessors and the prayer warriors that are praying and standing in the gap with us as well for all that you do when you come and encourage the people, exhort the people, share, pray, even release prophetic oil to the atmospheric people. We thank God for you all today, those who are teaching and ministering the word of God. I don't take you all lightly, so I certainly thank God for your support, your prayer, and being part of what the Lord is doing as well. So thank you so much for being an awesome kingdom leader and man or woman of God that's connected to the vision and the purpose. Bless you on today. Thank you so much. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line on tonight. And we're praying for you, excuse me. And we're praying for some of us who are still battling with a few of those symptoms in the atmosphere that are messing with the body of the people. So we bless the Lord, and we're praying for you, Administrator Rika Bryan, as well, and so many other ones that are who are in the recovery of the of what this is in the land. So we bless God for you all as well. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, and verse number 1. 12 years ago in county. We have been an established conference line. And the vision of this prophetic conference line is birthed from that particular book, chapter 2, and verse 1 of Habakkuk. And it reads this wise. He said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord will say unto me when I am reproved. That word there means when I am made ready. Reproved means to be made ready. And it's important that we all be ready when God prepares you. Verse number 2 said, and the Lord answered me when he was made ready. He said, now write the vision and make it plain upon table that he may run that readeth there. Detail. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall be. In that lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Elect it. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. It's a time now where you have to be a faith walker, liver, a faith walker, someone who lives in faith and experiences faith in this time. Because without it, it's impossible to even please God or even connect to him, because you have to have that level of faith. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone, and to become a voice of healing and reconciliation to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That's the vision. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. To activate it through his word and through the teaching and the training and impartation, as well as laying on hands. 12 years ago, God gave us the vision to start a conference line. And from that vision, we started what we call a Lifeline Conference we have every year. And this is the 12th year of the Lifetime Conference that we have here in this region. We've had it in the region for 12 years, and we're preparing to transition the Lifeline Conference because we needed to broaden the spectrum of many other people. 12 years. So I tell people I'm in my triple-double as it relates to ministry and the work that comes with it. 27 years in ministry, 20 years completion, December 2nd. Pastoring the local church, and 12 years of the conference line, triple double. So we thank God for allowing us to be here still in the land of the living with our entire cognitive ability, yet strained with the struggles and the pressures of ministry and dealing with the life of the people that we're ministering to bring the word of God alive to them, those who desire a word from the Lord through the teaching. Real quickly, I'm going to open up the line. If anyone have a question for me tonight or a comment to tonight, if they have a question about anything that's going on, we are in the first day of the month of May, the fifth month in the first day. And so in this month, there are many things that are about to unveil. And many people don't want to miss what is about to come about. Amen. And you want to make sure that this month you're prepared for what's been planned over the last 400 years and 12 years for the people. Buckle your seatbelt up tonight, because I'm going to reveal some things to you so you can truly understand what coronavirus is actually about. And you will know if you didn't get it tonight, you're being blinded. The word of the Lord God said in the book of 2 Corinthians. So please go ahead and share with a lot of people if you want to invite them on a conference line. Due to yesterday working double time in terms of ministry, I had to relinquish Sunday night teaching on the Facebook. However, we will come back and share more details of what I'm going to share with you all, depending on the time cycle. All right, I want to allow, if someone have a question and comment for me, you will give you opportunity to ask your question or make a comment now at this time. So if you're listening in, you have an opportunity to ask me a question, comments. At this time. So if those of you who are joining us right now, if you have a question, a comment for me, and I would be able to, I would try to answer it at this time, you can do that at this time. If you have a question and comment for me, anyone have a question or comment? It doesn't have to be about this particular topic, issue, or even subject. However, but if you have a question, comment you would like to ask me, you can. If you're on the conference line, what you can do on the conference line, you can hit *6 and ask me a question. If you're making a comment, we want it to be really brief statement as well. If you're on blog side, Blog Talk Radio side, on Blog Talk Radio side, you can hit 1 on your dial and we will bring you in on that side as well. Those of you who are listening in, if you have a question or comment for me, here's your opportunity to ask me. You can ask a question or make a comment. Okay, blog side first, hit 1 on your dial. If you're on Blog Talk Radio side, you can hit 1 on your dial. And if you do, just hit the 1. If not, we'll take the conference line, the people on the conference line at this time, and we'll take their email. We'll take their question or comment as well. All right. All right, now we'll come over to the conference line. If you have a question or comment for us, for me, on the conference side, all you do is hit *6 and come in. *6 if you have a question for
praise the Lord
me over here. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Matthews. God bless you, Administrator Bryant. And to all the listeners on the line, I just want to say a brief comment, and I just wanted to comment on those who did see yesterday's service, but especially for those who did not see yesterday's service, I would just really admonish you to please go and review the service, because while the presence of God was so heavy in the service, I was a virtual member, but yet I felt the presence of God on the Facebook Live, and the angels was present. And then also it looked like it was some smoke at the bottom near the altar, and I kept adjusting it, trying to see, oh, God, am I seeing something? And, you know, I didn't know what it was, but it was like I seen smoke, you know, like glory. You know, we know about the glory train filled the temple. And if you look at the lights in the ceiling, those little four bulbs could not give the illumination of the light that was shown on service yesterday. And you have to look against the wall, but the presence of God was there. The angels were there. And normally when I see angels, I see it for a little bit, and it's like they leave. But yesterday the illumination was so powerful and prevalent, it's like they stayed. And that's what really, like, wow, you know, like that. So I just want to encourage everybody, because angels are real. The presence of the Lord is real. The word of God is real. And you got to know him and know his presence and know who he is in this hour. So that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to preach. God bless you, Prophet. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. My phone dropped, so I'm sorry I missed a portion of it. But I guess I can grab a little bit of it. And could you come back? Because I'm sorry, my phone dropped a little bit there. Okay, you were saying something.
Yes, sir. I was speaking on service on yesterday, as far as when you were up talking, and then the music went forth, you know, and the presence of God was ushered in, and I was just explaining how it was looked like smoke at the bottom, you know, it was like by the altar, and then how the angels was on the wall, you know, and you see the lights. And I was saying that those little lights that you have up there, you know, near the pulpit, that little four lights could not light up the place, you know, the way that it was lit in the service, and how, you know, the angels, you know, were lighting up the place. The presence of the angels were there. So that's what I was saying, you know, earlier. And for them to please go back and look at the service on yesterday, because it was so powerful, and that even though I was a virtual member, I still felt the presence of God even where I was, you know, being on, you know, on the Facebook and not even in the service.
Oh, wow. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for sharing that with us, woman of God, because yesterday, I will say this, we have been really pushing for our worship to go to a new height and a new dimension in the spirit, in terms of worship and in terms of praise. I even said this to my elder today and some of the other ones who were meeting with us today. I said I was in the spirit realm when they were singing and coming forth, because I was even in tears myself. And I don't know who stopped the service or delayed. But I said, if someone stopped it, they didn't understand that you grieved the Holy Spirit, because when the Spirit of the Lord God is moving like that, you don't hinder His Spirit to bring me up, because me is dead. I mean nothing when it comes to the presence of the Lord God. If you go over to the Word of God in Psalm and this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is Solomon is now king. And what he did in this particular verse in Solomon chapter 2 Chronicle 5, and it says, thus all the works that Solomon had made for the house of the Lord finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated in silver and gold, and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Verse 2, and Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the head of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which in Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. Now the Levites, these are the priests who took up the ark. No one else did. The priests were assigned to do that. No one else is assigned to do that. But those who understand the priesthood or the role of the priesthood was all part of that position or that assignment, part of a priest. And so, and they brought the ark in the tabernacle of the congregation, all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. And these did the priests and the Levites bring up. And these did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that would assemble unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto this place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim, the angel. But the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the star stave thereof above. And they drew out the stave of the ark, that the end of the stave was seen from what? The ark before the oracles. But they were not seen without, and there it is unto this day. And there was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, which the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass that the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait for the chorus. Also the Levites, the singers, all of these, Asaph and Heman of the Judaism, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east of the altar, which with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpets and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpet of the cymbals of the instrument of music, and praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with his cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Notice he said that filled the house of God. So the presence of the Lord has to be there, and the glory of God has to be there. When the people are in one accord, on one dimension in the spirit realm, that the Spirit of God would enter in and the angels of the living God were there. And as I told the people, all you have to do when my eyes were closed, all you have to do is press in. And oftentimes when we tell people, when the presence of God is heavy like that, in the smoke of cloud is like that, in the atmosphere, to press in, what they're thinking is they're supposed to jump up into something. No, you got to go into the spirit realm. You tap into the spirit realm to press into his presence. Many people need to press into his presence. And when you press into his presence, it's presence means of existence, something that occurring right now, a place that is existent. You can attend. You can be part of the appearance. You can occupy a state. You can be connected to that dimension. You can flow in that operation. So when you feel a presence like that, no matter if you're watching TV or if you're watching it live or seeing it in the sanctuary of any facility, you have the power to press into that presence. And if you're there when it's moving, you have the power to connect in that presence, to feel it, to be part of that presence. It was so strong that the priest could not even stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord was so high. And what usually happens when you end services like that, because of the people are institutionalized by religion and schedules, they then feel that at a high point, it's a high point, we don't want to miss the move of God by the word. When the move of God is not solidified by a preacher preaching, it's solidified by his presence being in a place. That's where the power of God comes, is his presence has to be in a place. We're focused on the gifted instead of the fruit of the Spirit that works through the presence of God, men and women of God, for the atmospheric move that will be saturated for the believers to tap into and be blessed and be healed and be delivered and to tap into that realm. The angels are in atmospheres like that. They're there. They're waiting for you to tap into them and tap into that dimension. Even transcending your mind and your thought. To transcend means, it's called hypobello. It means move up or beyond. So whatever you're thinking about, you have to move outside your cognitive, your problem into his presence. If you tap into his presence, your problem is over, because in his presence is a fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord will change the atmosphere of your problem to render a decision on behalf of you because you're in his presence. There's a presence that we can all tap into. And many people in the body of Christ, we've been institutionalized and trained that we have to be in the presence of other people, in the presence of an altar, or in the presence of somebody for God to operate. No, you have to create a presence in your thought, in your mind, or your transcending state so that God's will can be done in you and through you, because in his presence are revealing. In his presence, mysteries come alive. In his presence, secret things come alive. In his presence, you can be in your body and not even and out of your body, because you're in a presence. You're in an estate. You're in a spiritual dimension. If you read Matthew 14 or John 14 and verse, when he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. In the actual Greek, the word mansion means a space or a place. So in that space or place, that means there's an occupancy, and we can flow in an occupancy in God, where you can occupy in God. That's why he said, occupy into our cup. Many people say, well, I got to be in a restaurant eating. No, into a place in God, where you can occupy a dimension in the spirit realm, being holy and righteous and understanding the struggle, but not giving sin an opportunity. So Evangelist Marshall, when you occupy that place in God, that's a dimension that the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, they don't have access to in that place, but what they can do is they can cause tension or agitation. In other words, if you look at people who the difference between a person that have a disease and a person that's diseased is they disease in that body until a disease get them. So the enemy is always diseased when you occupy a place. Because when you occupy a place, what you're doing is you're occupying a state. It's called anonymous means the word anonymous means one mind completely in agreement with the characteristic in complete agreement, all together universal. When you in a place of anonymous, it means you in a state. You know, if you ever see somebody say that was an anonymous person, because you didn't know him. You didn't know who he was. You didn't know who they were. They were anonymous. Man, did you see that? They was anonymous. Did they get their name? No. Because in a place of a state, when you operate in the unanimous of God, an anonymous of God, unanimous, it means that you are in a spiritual dimension because you're one mind with God. And that's how Jesus was able to hide. That's why Jesus was able to be right in front of his enemy and they didn't see him, because you're in a spiritual dimension. And many people, if you tap into the spiritual dimension, it means you have authority over the mind of the enemy in a person. That allows you to be who you are in the presence of God. And in that person that didn't see you, who's your enemy, he cannot trace you, neither track you, because of the spiritual dimension you're in. Am I making sense for somebody? You can tap into the spiritual realm. And in this spiritual dimension, what they're looking for cognitively, you are in a supernatural presence. And everybody can see you, and other people can view you, but your enemy can't even detect you. If you read the word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9, here's what the word of the Lord God said. He said in verse number 8, he said, "Had the prince of the air have known who the Lord of glory is." Now look at this, the Lord of glory. "They would have not crucified, they have known who the Lord of glory was. They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, ear have not heard." Now, that's a spiritual dimension. And when you tap into that spiritual dimension, it even lets you know that those who are operating in the level of witchcraft, who are in that spiritual dimension as well, who are utilizing the mysteries or the secret thing to use it against you, they can't even detect you because you're at a spiritual dimension in the celestial realm of God. Angels can never get back into the celestial realm, so they're limited to the terrestrial realm. When you come into the knowledge and the power of who you are in God, there's a dimension that you can operate in, and you can rule that dimension without you. You can rule that spiritual dimension, and even the fallen angels have to behave because you have access to that realm. How do you know? If you read book of Job chapter 1 and 2, when you read Job chapter 1 and 2, the nomination, the Lord asked Satan in the earth realm, the counsel of his own will. He says, "Satan, which cometh thou?" And he said, "Going up and down, to and fro, throughout the earth." And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job, a man that's upright, S-U evil, perfect?" And he says to him, he said, Do you protect him or keep him for naught? In other words, for nothing. Why do you have him?" He said, "I can't get to him. I can't even get to him." Now, isn't it powerful that there are certain people, and this is a spiritual dimension. If you all tap into it, you can understand it. There is a place in God where Satan cannot do anything unless God give him access to. And that comes with a man or woman who doesn't let material things affect them. Because when those material things become your God, if you lose them, you then now reject God. So So Job understood the estate for which he was in as it relates to his relationship with God. It was beyond his children. It was beyond his cattle and his riches and his wealth. So the question was, did he serve you for naught, for nothing? He said, what is he serving you for? Ah, I got it. He's serving you because he got all of the riches. The word of the Lord God said, with the richest man and the old of the east. He was the richest man. And so his Lord said, you can have those things, but you can't take his life. See, you can't get you men and women of God, we can be in a place in God where the enemy cannot take your life. They can upset you and afflict you, but they can't kill you. And a lot of us don't understand that in this dispensation of your relationship with God, you can be in a place with God that's far supersede anything that this logos have told you and anything that came to you by way of the institutional religion of 1604 or even before that time. There's a level inside of us that we all are carriers of scrolls. We're carriers of documents of God's sound in us, and it gives us power to operate in a level that's unprecedented to any other human or even a fallen angel, because we have that power in God. So when they attacked his family and attacked his family and took his children, took his wealth, you have to remember Job had already prayed and made a sacrifice for his children. If you read it, he already made a sacrifice, because the Old Testament, he sacrificed. So Job's children sinned. He went before the Lord and made a sacrifice. He stood before the Lord and ashes, sackcloth and ashes, and made a sacrifice. So he prayed. He sanctified his children. There it is. There you go. And you can go ahead and read it. So his children were sanctified through his presence. So when they were killed or died, they was partying and doing all those things. But Job had access to God to be a sanctifier for his children in their chaos. Somebody better get the revelation. It's a place that you can be in God that is so glorious. And that's why I told our praise and worship team and the men and women of God, if y'all don't want a chord, just flow. Just flow. When I come up to preach, the only signal you follow is mine. No one else give a signal. No one's second in command, third in command, fourth in command. I am the official authority of the house. And even when I go travel with my friends, we all have an understanding. Once we give you the mic, prophet, you have full authority to do as you desire in this house, because we can trust you to release the oil, release the word, prophetic word, apostolic word in the house. So therefore, in that place, if God doesn't release me from that place, then there is a presence that he is in. And his presence in that atmosphere give him atmospheric authority. And no wind from the south, east, west, north, south, east, west, north, will be able to change that. East, west, north, and south. To be able to change that, because God's presence is in a place. And so because the instrument and the music and everything was all in one sequence, the power of God was able to move. If you read 2 Corinthians 20:20, when God told King Jehoshaphat, actually 20:7, when they was attacked, he said, this battle is not yours. You need not fight this battle. This is mine. Because what God was saying to him, your battle, don't fight it. What you're dealing with is a principality that is trying to stop the power of what I'm doing. So you need not fight this battle. This battle is not yours, it's mine. So he tells them in the later verses, they begin to pray and flow. In 20:20, here's what he said. Most of us in the body of Christ, we have to be very careful when it comes to sound, because there's a sound of illusion and delusion and hallucination. There's a thought that you can tap into, and it's a false thought, and it's not real. There's a place that we can say God is in it, but it won't be God You got to tap into the strength of his deity through the transcendent state in your humanity. And people don't want to transcend in their humanity, so what they do is transcend in their flesh, and they miss God. But when you transcend yourself, you move up above and beyond what you think as a time, because you're no longer operating in time. You're operating in eternity. Eternity is a different place when it comes to the flow of the presence of God. And so when you operate in eternity, people are watching and scheduling all around you, but eternity is defined by the angelic reinforcement, because the angels itself don't deal with flesh. They deal with eternity. They have to enter into eternity to be able to flow and give you what you need in humanity. It's eternity that's ruling you. And many people don't understand that when you tap into eternity, you're trapped into a supernatural estate in God. And when you tap into that supernatural estate in God, you move, and it has nothing to do with you. Your body is carrying the eternity. There's no the Ark of the Covenant. You're in the Ark of God. You're in the covenant of God. You're in the covenant of God. So be careful if you be careful not to tap into Noah's Ark. That's the animal kingdom, and the Ark of the Covenant, where his presence is. His name is on the Ark of the Covenant. So you'll be able to flow in that spiritual dimension. And people don't know how to do that because they're distracted, carnal-mindedness, and the list goes on for what we're seeing in the world and the things that are happening in the world and the world events. So when you tap into that worship and presence, I can tell, if, Minister O'Brien, would she travel with me sometimes, I stop musicians. I even told the musician, I'm sorry, you got a perverted spirit on you. That's the spirit of perversion. That thing is perverted. Please sit down. Because I'm trying to flow in the spirit realm. He's playing string, and I'm listening. And all of a sudden, a crazy thought hit my brain. And that was not me, because I was fasting all week. I was in the presence. I said, and the Holy Ghost said, turn and look. And I'm looking over there. I said, sir, please stop, please. I said, yes, please don't play. I don't want you to hold off on the music. I don't know. And I was flowing. Then all of a sudden he started playing the strings again. And I turned to rebuke me. I said, I ask that you don't play anymore. You got a perverted spirit on you. And I said it just like that. I said, because you have a perverted spirit. I said, that's a perverted spirit. You got upset and leave. I had to stop him. And the Holy Ghost had me to stop him right in the middle of the service. I said, you will leave here because you'll die tonight. And he fell on the floor and started crying because he knew what I was doing. He knew what I was saying was right. He fell on the floor and started crying. He started weeping and repenting. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because he had that spirit. He knows. See, a lot of times people know what's on them, but they think they can hide by their gift. But they know what's on their life. They know what's on their life. Bozo know he ain't Boaz. Jezebel knows she's not Ruth. You follow what I'm saying? These people know. They know. So they can't fool when you're transcending your thought in the presence of God. But thank you, woman of God, for releasing that, because it's good to know that people can watch the atmosphere and see. Even you, sometimes you could be with your own local congregation, and this is no indictment against Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry or any other services. But what I would say is that the people have to really understand that level of ministry so they can tap into that presence and be able to go into that presence and flow in that operation. Because when the verse 14, he says, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of what? The cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the place. But there it is. You got the 120 priests in place. It came even to pass as the trumpet. The singers were as what? One. To make what? One sound. To make what? To be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Now, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, when King Jehoshaphat said, believe in the Lord thy God, and so shall thy be established. Then he turns around and said, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. What did he do? The next thing he did, he appointed musicians unto who? God. The musicians, all people in music ministry, their sound should be appointed to God, not to each other or competing. Their sound should be appointed to God, pointed towards God. Your worship, your praise should all be in a spiritual dimension towards God. That's why many of these well-known actors who get on these stages, their sound is pointed towards Luciferian or Lucifer. He uses what's inside them for his own plan, his own glory, and they don't even know the depth of what they have because inside of them, in their eternity, now they're dealing with internal conflict. They're singing from internal conflict. They're singing from the conflict in them. So the enemy is using them. And once he's done with them, he throws them away. That's why you have a lot of people suicidal, mentally ill. When many of those actors finish, they go drink themselves into a abyss. And their life changes. You can tell they're miserable. Even you can even watch, if you even view some of Elvis's things. He was born up in Pentecostal church. He knew about church, but he always said at the end of every concert, he would have a spiritual band follow him. He had a band going, and they would sing church music to him every time. This is proven in writing. After he would minister, he would go in and be with these Christian groups, and they would sing Christian songs to him. So sound is very important. To many of us so that we can understand where we at. All right? I hope that was able to bless people. Please, you can get a copy of this for more details. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment? Or did you want to say something else, woman of God?
No, sir. No, sir. That was it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else have a question or comment? And go back and do it. Many can go back and view it themselves as well.
Dr. Matthew, this is Mother Sidney.
God bless you, Mother Thelma Sidney. Bless you on tonight.
God bless you. I was listening earlier when Evangelist Gwen came in and talked about the angel. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, I need to say this because yesterday evening when I was laying in the bed, it's still daylight, and I was just talking to the Lord, and I was just telling the Lord how I just want to be holy. I thought I want to be holy in every fiber of my being, in my thoughts, you know, in my subconscious. I thought I wanted to be holy. And I heard in my peripheral view, I heard a flapping noise, and I looked. I said, God, was that an angel? My window was closed, but I heard a flapping of wings. And when I looked out of my peripheral view, I saw him. I said, God, was that an angel at my window? And it just disappeared, you know, but I heard the wings, though. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, angel. I said, God, they was being released on yesterday, being God. I said, because when Evangelist Gwen said what she saw, and when you all was at church and she was online, I said, God, angels was being released. So I just wanted to, I agree with that. Even if I didn't see an angel or heard the angel, I yet still agree. But it just let me know, I said, God, you have released your angels upon the earth yesterday. I said, because I saw and I heard. I heard the flappings of their wings when they were leaving as I was talking to the Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And I said, God, I said, he was just taking that. It was just right now he said that angel was taking your prayer request up to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He heard it. And he took your prayer request on up to the Lord. And so I just bless the Lord. Amen. Off all what has been said and done. And I thank and praise God for you, Prophet. I said, because what you are doing, you know, you're pushing the people. You're pushing them into their reality and their reality of who they are in God, their reality of who they are in God. And all they have to do is hear. All they have to do is follow. Just follow. You might not understand because when you are following a vision, and you're following the visionaire. God has given them the vision. All you have to do is trust the God that's in the leader. And you will know. Trust the God that's in the leader. And so once you trust the God that's in the leader, glory to God, because your spirit is going to bear witness. Amen. if that's a man or woman of God. So you trust the God that's in the leader. You don't trust the man or the woman, but you trust in the God that's in them, and God to use them as a vessel. So I just thank and praise God, and I will always say it. I thank and praise God that we connected and you came into my life and you're still in my life, because what you did was you pushed Mother into her now, into who she is, into who we was called to be. And this is our identity. This is who we are. This is who God called you to be. And so if no one would come into our, if we have nobody coming into our life or crossing our path, you know, that's a servant of God and that's real and not after for lucre or money, glory to God. Amen. We will never know who we are today. Glory to God. We have to continue to hear what God is saying. So God bless you, Father Matthew. I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Sydney. And it is very important for many of the believers who are believers that are left. Because the numbers, there's a transition that is happening in the land. It's having just happened now. It's been going on for millions and billions of years. And we're just part of this transition in the world that's going on. That there are many people that are in position, and they know their position in the kingdom of God, and they have deviated from the course of their position or their assignment, even from generational bloodlines to up to now. They never deviated from the Ancient of Days that God has prepared them for, and even now, where what's getting ready to happen this week, which will be Saturday, May 6th at 6 a.m. Now, check this out, everybody. It's going to start Saturday, May 6th at 6 a.m. Now, that's prophetic within itself. We're understanding the spiritual dimension. His father, Philip, died on April. He died on April 9th, 2021, at age 99. If you flip the date, you'll get nine. You'll flip it, you'll get six. If you flip his age, you'll get 666. You see how many people, and then you see how they all prepared us. They prepared the world through the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church by telling people to be 6 feet apart, 6 feet this and 6 feet away, all 666. So they presented that to you all of that time. Now, if you go back to King James, which was the actual completion of the King James Version of the Bible, was in 1611, started in 1604 by 47 scholars. And it was completed in 1611. Now, between 1611 and 2011, that's 400 years. Between 2011 and 2023, that's 12 years. That's 12 years, 400 years for the actual tribe of Judah to be in place. But they set up all of what we call the coronavirus. Now, what the original word, when you look at the word corona, you have to understand the word coronation. Coronation was birthed from the word corona. Now you're getting what I'm about to say. Because this was all set up for this dispensation in time. Because the original people supposed to take the throne. But it was all a setup for what? The corona to prepare for the coronation. And when you understand that, that's why the government put all of these people around me to follow me, because they knew I knew what I was saying all of these years. But because people were looking for this great icon, they didn't know that they had an iconic person that was revealing the secrets of the mystery. And so now on the sixth day of the fifth month at 6 a.m. in the morning, it's all going to happen. And so what they did is they gather all of the religion from around the world, or as many as they can, for what they call the quarter nation, because they wanted to destroy everybody of the tribe in the coronavirus. So they use coronavirus to move you from understanding the quarter nation, the position that we are supposed to be in. So many of the people did not understand it. And so what God had to do, he had to literally remove many leaders during this transitional time. And during the transitional time, there were many leaders left. When you understand coronation, it means a ceremony of crowning sovereign and sovereign consort. The Middle East English word comes from a French word, means coronate, which means coronar, the crown adorned by the garment, which comes from corona, the crown. And so when many of us, when they told us COVID-19, the COVID part was the setup. The actual coronavirus, you have to understand the corona, the crown that covers the gene. The crown covers that gene. When you look at the corona, it's the crown that covers the gene. So they gave you coronavirus. They gave you the coronavirus because what they was telling you, our coronavirus will kill the genes of those who tribe supposed to be celebrated. Do that make sense to everybody? Are y'all following me? Everybody getting it now? But we got over 3.5 million viewers listening to us right now on our blog talk right now because they know it's being revealed. So every secret society from around the world, they come in. All of these secret society, everyone have to be at the coronation. And the reason they have to be at the coronation is because they have to be there to see the crowning of the king so that they can prove that the actual tribe would not exist. That would be short-lived because you're going to see chaos. That's why after the coronation, you better watch your money. You better be prepared financially. You better be prepared for your food because what God is getting ready to do, he's getting ready to hit the nation, all seven continents, because all seven continents are going to come for them. Everybody's watching from around the world, all of the Nephilim. That's why most of the people, they can't see angels. Almost, I would say this prophetically, almost all the angels in heavenly are on the earth realm in this place right now because they know they're going to have to war on behalf of the men and women of God because there's going to be a cataclysmic showdown. It's going to be cataclysmic. And in this cataclysmic showdown, it's going to be chaos. So I understood why my body's been attacked all of the month of April. I understood why my body went through all of these immune changes and I was dealing with all this foolishness and crazy people and all this stuff because I opened up a portal that I should have never opened. And now I'm shutting the portal down because I'm not going to allow anybody to interfere with this next move because it's greater than many people can ever imagine that what's getting ready to happen in this dispensation. It was all prepared for this time. It was mandated for this time. They knew this time. They prepared for this time. But because the people were not prepared, there are other people in the earth realm is ready for that. There are other people that we don't even know about. They call themselves Christian. They don't call themselves believers. Even some of the Moors, they understand what this time is about. That's why they held the Pope, the two Pope up as long as they can. But God expired him on December 31st, 2022, because it ended that power that they needed to have in that spirit realm because of the Nephilim, an ancient spirit. A lot of people really don't understand the depth of the spirit world. And the reason they don't understand the depth of the spirit world, because even if God brought them into it, they would be afraid or fearful of that type of realm or that type of dimension to be able to tap into. All of them are congregating. So that's why you see the weather changing. You see how the weather is changing right now? Everybody, you see how the weather is nice? One day is nice in your town? Because these demonic spirits, because Queen Elizabeth ruled, she ruled the Caribbean Sea. The Caribbean Sea are the largest and deepest seas in the world, the Caribbean Sea. That's why you see the climatic shift in the earth. That's why you see cold climate where it was snow melting. That's why you see certain areas drying up, because it's a climatic warfare going on in the natural. And many people don't see it in the climate. It was already spoken about in the Bible, where people won't even be able to determine the times and the season. There's an angel standing at my door right here. They won't even be able to determine the times and the season, because there's so much confusion going on. It's so many things that are happening in the earth realm right now. And people don't even know where to go, what to do. They don't know up and down. If many of you go on your social media platform, you'll see most of the famous leaders, all they're doing is showing old movies, old videos of them preaching, old videos of them teaching. All of them are old. It's nothing new, because they can't tap into that spiritual realm or that dimension. And then the new ones that are coming on, they're only going to be microwavable. Their words are microwavable. It's not even going to hold. It's not even going to hold power. It won't even hold no validity. It won't even hold up in a court of law of what you're seeing. And they think they're gaining audience. Know that what they're doing is they're gaining a death sentence, because most of them, as soon as it's over, they'll be committing suicide. Because you know the suicidal rate is high. Because you can't go against the divine of God. No one in the earth realm can go against the divine of God. Even Lucifer know that. Satan himself know that. He know he can't go against the divine of God. He can't go against the divine will of God. He can't even tempt God. God has to tell him what to do. And when you tap into that spiritual realm and spiritual dimension, God, you can be in that you can tap into. If you look at the word, if you look at unanima, it means one mind and one complete agreed or decreed mind, characterized by showing complete oneness to God, universe, everything. Everything is in alignment. So you come into the universal things of God. There's it's actually come from a Greek word from the 17th century, Latin word, meaning unanima, of one mind. One mind means, ana means one, anima means mind, one mind. And the Greek word for unanimous is hamathusmada. It is one mind unanimously in one accord at the same time. Amathusmadam. One mind, same passion, one people, likeness, one place, faith created. You're a product unified between homon, same, homon. Same, hormones of God. Thymos means passion. Hormones in oneness with God. Everything becomes one with God, and you're at that one place with it. Amen. Anyone have a question or comment? I'm going to end right here. So if you want to ask a question, you better come in real quickly. I'm going to end. Amen. Amen. So now, Mother Sydney, you can understand even more details of when you saw the angel, the wings flapping,
yes,
the presence. Yeah.
Yes,
because
sir.
The wind of his presence. Yeah. Yeah. See, and most people, if you go to Nahum chapter 2, when you see the clouds are the dust of the feet of the Lord. Those are the dust of the feet of the Lord. So when you see all these clouds, it's the dust of the feet of the Lord. Now, we're not talking about chemtrails, the chemicals that's causing the trail, but the actual presence of God is the dust of the feet. That's why with Moses and them, when you saw the cloud by day and fire by night, that was the presence of God. That was the dust of his feet for the presence of the Lord, for the people. All right. Anyone else got a question or comment for me tonight? All right. But I hope you, I hope this is able to help you understand. We will talk more. I will probably do it from my Facebook Live because then many people reached out to me yesterday. Was asking about Facebook. Am I going to do it? Because I mentioned I would come. I was going to share more about the coronation that's getting ready to manifest itself, the ceremony of crowning of the sovereign, or the sovereignty of the conscious, the sovereignty of a thing. God is the only sovereign God, the sovereignty of the place and the position. There's so many other things that I would share and reveal to many of you, but I try not to give you a, put a quart in a pint, because some of you have to take time to digest it. And then some of you have to think about what I said. Then some, they just not going to believe it, period. And that's okay with me. But at any rate, you have to know where you're at in terms of you being heirs and joint heirs to what God is doing. Actually, what you're watching is the coronation of the ancient system that are in place to always keep the original of God from manifesting itself in any level or any capacity. It will never happen. This has been going on for centuries, and it's been going on for thousands and millions of years. So what you see now, it's nothing new when it came to the fallen angels and the plan, the design plan to destroy what God actually approved of or what God actually spoken of as it relates to his people, as it relates to his chosen people. Now, we're drafted in. However, at the same time, God have selected people that he's chosen specifically in detail. And oftentimes when I hear people say certain people are cursed, they're not cursed. They just have a spell. The enemy puts spells on people. And then other thing that we call curse, they're not curses, they're consequences. These are consequences of things we've done in our life. Jesus came to do away with the curse. He came to do away with the curse and to end it so that we can all be, he's the filter for everything. He's the ultimate filter. He's that in-between. Old Testament prophets did what? They received. New Testament prophets, they perceive. So you have to guess or assume or look. That's why you have a lot of prophets now that are guessing and assuming. And even if God spoke to them, it'll take them 40 minutes to keep saying, let me make sure this is God. I got to think about it. While the enemy is loading up ammunition against that thought or making them miss an opportunity. If you're prophetic in that spiritual dimension, you don't need to guess or think. You open up your mouth. You have documentation from heavenly. You got documents from heaven to release and speak his very word to the people in the earth realm so that they would know what the Lord is. Once you open up your mouth and decree a thing in the earth realm, it's documented in the heavenly. It's already documented. So therefore, demonic spirits understand when something is documented by God and released, they understand that it's in effect. So therefore, in anything that they try to do, it's already documented in heaven as it is in earth. That's why it said, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's documented that it reached the earth. Daniel in chapter 10, verse number 1, he had the vision, he understood the vision, he knew the vision, but it was an appointed time. Why? Because there's a hijacking spirit realm. There's a principality and a demonic force that wants to stop what believers have. That's why faith got to be the impossibles in our life, or the possibles in our life against the impossible. Faith is the thing that houses the details of the print of God for the purpose of God through the power of men and women of God. We operate in that spiritual realm and spiritual dimension. That's all right. Well, bless the saints on tonight. Thank you all for connecting with us. If you want a copy of today's teaching in its entirety, go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews, and you can listen to the message tonight and be blessed by what was shared, what was released, and what was revealed, and what's getting ready to manifest already in the land. It's already in the manifesto plan of demonic principalities. Now, did that make sense? Wait, all of you was wondering what coronavirus, where did they get coronavirus? Corona. It was all part of the coordination. It was already prepared for you all. It was planned for you all. Yes, it was planned so that you can understand you'll never get the crown. You'll get the virus. But if we understand the power of God, you'll get the crown instead of the virus. Amen. Did that make sense for somebody? All right. Last time, it said last call. Anyone have a question or comment for me? All right. Now, if you want to be sow a seed into this ministry, you can do that. Go to Lorraine Matthews Ministries. You can go to Cash App at Money Sign RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign RFPIM, and be a blessing to the ministry. If you want to do it via Zelle, go to Zelle at We Restore You. Zelle at We Restore You at Yahoo.com. Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U at Yahoo.com. That's WERESTORE, the letter U at Yahoo.com, and be a blessing to the ministry. If you want to go to our website, you can go to our website at We Restore You. That's the letter U. .org. That's We Restore You, the letter U, .org, and be blessed by sowing a seed. We appreciate it on tonight. We appreciate the seed that you sowed in advance. God put it in your heart to sow whatever the amount is. Please feel free. If it's 100, if it's 50, please feel free to do that and sow a seed. We appreciate it in advance. If it's 1,000 or if it's 5,000, your obedience is always a down payment for the sound of the seed that comes out of the mouth of the man or woman of God that the Lord calls for. All right. Minister Aretha Bryant, bless you on tonight, woman of God.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you as well, too. Thank you so much for what you're doing over there. We appreciate you what you're doing for the kingdom of God and the people of God over there. We appreciate you, woman of God, on today. Amen. All right, saints of God. Is there any final words over there, Administrator Aretha Bryant?
Hold on, please.
All right. All right, people of God. I will jump on Facebook. It's 8:40. I'll be on Facebook just to pray and maybe shoot a few nuggets that the Lord give for me, but I won't stay long. I'm trying to keep my word to my health department or my body and keep my commitment to dedication. So if you come on, you can share it with other people that they may be blessed real quickly. I hope this was able to help some people out tonight to have answers to some of the things they've been trying to find out. They want to know. They want to understand. They'll be able to have clarity in, and they'll be able to walk in and know what is going on in the land and in the earth realm concerning this week and the timing that we're in and the events that are going on in the world, the events that are going on in the world as it relates to the climate, the money system, the cryptocurrency, the dinar, all the types of currency in the world that supersede the American dollar right now in the land. So if you're a millionaire, stay happy. Your money doesn't hold any power. Only thing you're surviving on is the paper, the what's in the computer that tells you what you have. Amen. Not that you can't do what you can do with your money, because you can do it. Those things are good, and it's good to have them. It's good to be, but that's not the God. That's not your God. And you have to really, what God is saying to you, and many of us in the land. All right. Thank you, Administrator Bryant. People of God, love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom, and your court is my prayer for you on today.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for it.